to talking about, you know, what we're going to give out for Mother's Day next year. You know, I sort of like, you know, let's plan our next youth retreat. Let's not talk about this. Folks, this is the real world. This is the level of faith that Jesus is really calling us to. And the sad reality is, as much as I hate to contemplate it, there may be some of you in this room tonight who will turn away and follow him no more. This is why I believe with all of my heart, this is why the Lord started teaching me about the garden. And why he started teaching me what the faith that he is really looking for is really all about as compared to what we're talking about all the time. It is about his holiness. It is about him proving to us, no matter what is going on around you, look at the cross. It's not going to feel like things are right. It's going to look hideous and terrible. But do you trust him? The other problem with this is this. A lot of us are simply not as offended by the sin and iniquity of this world as we like to pretend we are. I believe it's in the book of Ezekiel that God sends forth the angel with the stylus, and he goes through and he puts a mark on the heads of those who are weeping for the sin of Jerusalem. And the rest he goes through and he slaughters. If Jesus were to send his angel amongst us tonight, would we be marked as someone who is grieving over the sin that is so rampant in this country? Yeah, the same thing that breaks our heart about sin ought to move our bodies to go do something about it. Absolutely. Very good point. Well, let's move on. The fourth angel, verse 8, poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire, and they were seared by intense heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues, but they refused to repent and glorify him. We don't have time to go into it tonight. You can do some of your own study on the internet. Folks, our scientists right now are freaking out about what's going on the sun. The military, NASA, the sun is like the earth. It has a cycle. It has a pattern. The pattern is completely wrong. And there is great fear about the solar flares that are no longer... Did you hear about the Old Faithful in, was it Yellowstone? Well, she ain't so Old Faithful anymore. Her cycle is messed up right now. We're seeing the same thing on the sun. And we are seeing solar flares that are 10 times larger, even bigger than that. I think it was just last week that the scientists reported seeing a tornado on the sun the size of planet Earth. The Bible clearly says the sun is going to be a problem. And there's going to be intense heat. Remember the promise, I will wipe the tears from your eyes, and you know, no more will the sun beat upon them. The sun is going to beat upon them. And folks, just look at this year. Just look at what we have been through this year alone. There are places around the world that are reporting temperatures as high as 120 degrees. They expected that to happen this year in Dallas, Texas. I don't know if it did or not. But they expected it to because of the climate circumstances. The world's response, curse God and refuse to repent. Take note that when these things begin to happen, people know exactly where it's coming from. They choose up sides. And they decide the dragon is the good God, and this God that's doing all these things is the bad God.